It's now 4:30, and time for Lost Voices. For the last couple of weeks, Georgina Boys has been looking at English folk song and its place in the 20th century. In her final programme, she comes up to date and asks, is there still folk song in England?
Right, film boy.
Sound your instruments of joy.
Sound your instruments of joy. To triumph shake its string. To triumph shake its string.
Let shouts of you.
In 1925, folk music experts agreed, the last representatives of the old English culture had died. There were no genuine English folk left to collect genuine English folk songs from. The account was closed. But then, the BBC produced recordings of genuine traditional singers like Harry Cox, Sam Lana, and Phoebe Smith, all alive and tuneful in the 1950s. With some surprise, the account was opened again. Oh, well, you say the 1950s. That's nearly half a century ago. Of course, there were traditional singers then. But it's 1995. Nobody's left now. Well, you'd be wrong. Even though there's little agreement over terms like folk singer, traditional, field, or source singer now, I'd like to start this last programme by showing there are still people who learned and sing the old songs in the approved old ways. And the recordings I'll be using were almost all made during the last year by John Howson, one of the country's most effective and open-minded collectors.
In Thorny Moor Woods, near Buckinghamshire, there was three keepers they lived near. They don't live a mile from each other's door, right valley ral diddle dal day. Now me and me dogs went out one night, a rightful lad at tea rifle day. Me and me dogs went out one night, right foully ral diddle dal day. Over hedges, ditches, gates and stiles, with my three dogs close after me heels, to catch a fat buck in Thorny Moor fields, right foully ral diddle dal day. Now the very first night we had bad luck, me very best dog, now she got struck. Me very best dog, now she got struck, right foully ral diddle dal day. She came to me both bloody and lame. I said, you're not fit to follow the game. I said, you're not fit to follow the game, right foully ral diddle dal day. I searched her wounds and found they were slight. It was some damn keeper who done it for spite. It was some damn keeper who done it for spite, right foully ral diddle dal day. I'll take me pike staff in me hand, and I'll roam the woods till I find that man, and I'll hammer his head right well if I can, right foully ral diddle dal day. Now we roamed the woods all through that night, we roamed the woods till the broad daylight, we roamed the woods till the broad daylight, right foully ral diddle dal day. And the very first thing that ever I found was a large fat buck lay dead on the ground. I said, 'twas my dog gave you your death wound, right foully ral diddle dal day. You'd have laughed to have seen poor limpin' Jack, how he stood there with that buck on his back. He was just like a Yorkshire man with a pack, right foully ral diddle dal day. And the very first piece we offered for sale, it was to an old cook who brewed bad ale. And she tried to get me 6 months in the jail, right foully ral diddle dal day. And now our trial is drawing near, to the justice meeting I have to appear. To the justice meeting I have to appear, right foully ral diddle dal day. And now me trial is over and past, and me and me dogs come clear at last. The bloody old judge, he can kiss me ass. Right foully row diddle dull day.
Thick Leg from Cornwall, with a ringing and characteristic defence of the underdog. Sussex was known as a source of Old English music from the 1840s. That was guaranteed by the work of antiquarians like John Broadwood, his daughter Lucy, Frederick Sawyer, and other members of the folklore and folk song societies. This century, recordings and broadcasts by a number of singers living in Sussex, from the Copper family and George Spicer to Shirley and Dolly Collins, all played a similar role. And because traditions were seen to be generally valued, it was easier to keep a public space to allow social singing to continue.
One morning in the month of May, it's from my cot I strayed. All at the dawning of the day, I met a charming maid. All at the dawning of the day, I met a charming maid. Good morning to you, it's weather, says I, so early tell me now. That maid replied, kind sir, she cried, I've lost my spotted cow. That maid replied, kind sir, she cried, I've lost my spotted cow. No longer weep, no longer mourn, your cow's not lost, my dear. I saw her down in yonder lawn. Come, love, I'll show you where. I saw her down in yonder lawn. Come, love, I'll show you where. Now in that grove we spent the day, although it passed too soon. At night we homeward made our way, and brightly shone the moon. At night we homeward made our way, and brightly shone the moon. Next day we went to view the plough across a flowery dell. We hugged and kissed each other there, and love was all our tale. We hugged and kissed each other there, and love was all our tale. If I should cross at Flowery Dell, oh, for to view the plough, she comes, she calls me, gentle swain, I've lost my spotted cow. She comes, she calls me, gentle swain, I've lost my spotted cow.
Bob Lewis from Sussex, with a very fine performance of a song also known to our next singer, Bob Copper. Bob worked on the folklore collecting scheme set up by the BBC in 1952, which established an unrivalled archive of British traditions and was the source of BBC radio series like As I Roved Out. But after a few years of collection and broadcast, it was found that singers were beginning to offer the collectors material they learnt from earlier programmes in the series. Obviously, genuine folk songs could only be passed on by direct word of mouth. The broadcasts were starting to pollute the folk tradition. So one of the most far-sighted cultural projects ever undertaken by the BBC was withdrawn. Before collecting stopped, however, Bob Copper had met Enos White and learned this ballad from him.
George Collins rode out one morning in May, when May was all in bloom, and there he espied a fair pretty maid. She was washing her white marble stone. She hooped and she hollered, she hired her voice, she waved her lily-white hand. Come hither to me, George Collins, cried she, for your life it won't last you long. He threw his bimbo down on the bankside, and over the river sprang he. He clipped his hands round her middle so small, and kissed her red rosy lips. George Collins rode home to his father's gate. He rattled at the ring. Come down, O father, he cried. Come down and let me in. Come down, O mother, he cried. Come down and make up my bed. Come down, O sister, he cried. Get a napkin to tie round my head. If I should chance to die this night, as I suppose I shall, you can bury me under that white marble stone that lies in Fair Ellender's hall.
Bob Copper, with a version of George Collins' A Ballad of Magical Revenge. Next, one of the most frequently collected songs in the contemporary repertoire of gypsies and travellers. Louise Fuller, who married into a family of travellers, has one of the most distinctive voices in Southern English singing. In 21 Years on Dartmoor, she provides another example of her interest in material dealing with relationships and detailed domestic settings. During the 1920s across the southern United States, records by American string bands popularized versions of a similar song, localized to Birmingham Jail in Alabama, and perhaps elements of these have traveled and become incorporated in Louise Fuller's refrain. But there's no doubt about the Englishness of her performance.
The judge said, "Stand up, boy, and dry up your tears. You're sentenced to Dartmoor for 21 years. So kiss me goodbye, babe, and say you'll be mine. For 21 years, babe, is a mighty long time. Just look down that railroad, oh babe, you can see. My comrades are waving their farewell to me. The steam from the whistle, the smoke from the stack. I know you'll be true, babe, until I get back. Go back to the governor, babe, on your sweet soul. He has sent me to Dartmoor, so get up that road. If I've got the governor, then the governor's got me. But before Tuesday morning, I guess I'll be free. It is hailing, it's raining, this moon gives no light. Baby, please tell me why you never write. I'm here in this jailhouse, my heart broken down. I had a letter from Mother in old Kempton Town."
Social events like shepherd's meets and harvest suppers, or just lively nights in the pub, always provided opportunities for singing and hearing new songs. And that was the case for our next singer, Will Noble. He learnt many of his songs and singing style from the pub sessions associated with the Home Valley Beagles and other groups meeting around his home in Yorkshire. Like Bob Copper, Will now sings for a number of audiences. He continues to perform at social events for his friends and neighbours in South Yorkshire, but also appears at folk festivals as a semi-professional singer. His song about the beauties of the Yorkshire Dales is just the sort of parlour ballad early collectors avoided. Fortunately, audiences continued to appreciate them, and modern collectors have recognised their value as reflections of local tastes.
I will sing of a place that is dear to my heart, a place where I always will dwell. And if you will kindly lend me an ear, a few of its beauties I'll tell. In that beautiful dale, home of the swale, how well do I love thee, how well do I love thee, beautiful dale, home of the swale, beautiful, beautiful dale. Oh, it's far, far away from the noise and the din of colliery and factory and mill, from the bustle and stir of town life shut in by verdant and radiant hills. In that beautiful dale, home of the swale, how well do I love thee, how well do I love thee, beautiful dale, home of the swale, beautiful, beautiful.
Will Noble, with a little help from the audience, singing Swaledale. The catalyst that led Cecil Sharp to become involved in working for the revival of English folk song was hearing John England, the gardener at Hanbridge Vicarage in Somerset, singing the seeds of love to himself as he mowed the lawn one late summer afternoon in 1903. George Withers is also from Somerset, and he learnt this song from his father, who lived next to a farm where Sharp collected a number of folk songs at the turn of the century. It's The Seeds of Love, still known and sung in Somerset in 1995.
I sowed the seeds of love, and I sowed them in the spring. I gathered them up in the morning so clear, while the small birds did sweetly sing. I locked my garden gate, and I vowed I would keep the key, till some young man stole my heart away, when he came a-courting me. My garden was planted well, with flowers everywhere, but I had not the liberty of choosing for myself of the flowers that I love so dear, of the flowers that I love so dear. Now the violet I did not like, because it would bloom too soon. The lily and the pink I never really loved, so I vowed I would wait till June. So I vowed I would wait till June. For in June there blooms a red rosebud, and the rose is a flower for me. But often I have reached for that red rosebud, and gained but the willow tree. But I plucked but the willow tree.
Cecil Sharp's aim was never just to collect songs. He wanted them to be absorbed by children and create a new musical idiom. The methods he chose were unsuccessful, but ultimately a version of what he wanted has come about, though whether he'd find its results at all satisfactory is unlikely. Let's listen now to the workings of tradition among the generations who've grown up with folk song. Recorded that singing game, Wallflowers, as it was played by girls from St Catherine's School in Sheffield in the 1970s, but the tune and words they sang are almost identical to those the folklorist Sidney Addy noted from Children in Sheffield in the 1890s. Hearing the tunes of children's games like these first convinced Cecil Sharp that folk songs might still exist in England. And just as traditions of adult songs have continued, so have children's. But along with this older material are lively strands of new creation, including parodies of current children's favourites.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat ran over his cat. Blood and guts were flying, Postman Pat was crying. You never would see a cat as flat as that.
Katie Coop with an engaging deconstruction of the Postman Pat signature tune, which was popular at her North Derbyshire primary school in the spring of 1995.
On top of Old Smoky, all covered in sand, I shot my poor teacher with a big rubber band. I shot her with pleasure, I shot her with pride, but I couldn't miss her, she was 20 foot wide. I went to her funeral, I went to her grave. The people threw flowers, I threw a grenade. I looked in the coffin, and to check she was dead, I got a bazooka and blew off her head.
Old and new rhymes rub shoulders in the playground as children take in and reshape influences of all kinds. This is the way tradition has always worked. For today's young musicians, interested in developing music from a traditional base, the range of possibilities available to them is worldwide. Catherine Tickell, who plays the Northumbrian pipes, has expanded the possibilities of this sweet-toned instrument far beyond the styles and music of the traditional regional repertoire. As well as learning from the work of older generations of musicians, such as Billy Pigg, whose version of the Morpeth Rant I played in the last programme, she's also written new music, including this piece, inspired by a song from a Pakistani film, which she heard played by friends and fellow musicians from the Asian community in Newcastle.
Thank you.
How should we make music based on tradition now? We could, of course, follow the format of the popular concert hall and have a repertoire almost entirely drawn from a body of material from the past. It seems a sterile prospect. There has to be space for development. We live on an island, but music recognises no boundaries. English songs and tunes have always interacted with those of our neighbours. So why not admit an Irish or Kashmiri influence into contemporary performance? Should we pretend we live with no CD, radio or television and act as though we could meet Granger's description of the peasantry, uninfluenced by art music of any kind? Folk songs weren't collected from the folk. The folk didn't exist. And the list of material we've chosen to call folk songs is an inconsistent, arbitrary accident of history. But beyond these labels, there's an informal tradition of singing songs for their meaning. It can get you to your feet, linger in the memory, or make you cry.
She said, I will never forsake my dear. Although we're parted this many years, gentle he was, and no villain like you.
Was The Dark-Eyed Sailor, in a recent recording sung by Kate Rusby and Catherine Roberts from Barnsley. And it ends these programmes of traditional English folk song, which were written and presented by Georgina Boys.